It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here at the Northgate Lions Senior Center here in Edmonton. Very interesting start here to 2016, the PWA, with PWA New Year's resolution here. We had six really good matches here, ending with a 25-man Royal Rumble. 21? Sorry, I got the statistical man here, the rest of my Brian Hamilton here.
Yeah, hello, people.
He has the numbers. The numbers.
I do.
Game of inches.
And once again, our first couple of PWA, Ryan and Amanda.
Hola.
Hello.
Very, very interesting show tonight, I think. The one thing about PWA is when they start the new year in January, there are a lot of twists and turns that they have to start establishing feuds after a two-month break, and we definitely had that. So let's get into the matches here first. First off, we had a non-title contest involving the Mayhem champion, Kenny Stryker, taking on Brandon Van Danielson with Michael Richard Blaze in his corner, as well as brand-new manager, Connie Fitzpatrick. We heard some details about her in Calgary being that. Yeah, I'll let you comment on that one right away here. In the end, BVD does get the victory here. Little cheat and dirty ways of it, but Ryan, your thoughts on the match?
Well, the Western Lions with Connie Fitzpatrick tonight started off 1-for-1. It was a very good match, and I think that's kind of going to be the way it's going to be for the next little while with these three together. They're never going to be alone. It's kind of going to be like the Rebels is, in a way, where it's always 3-on-1.
Yeah, it's going to be scary here,
yes.
Amanda.
I agree. It was a wonderful match. Great way to start the show. And the threesome, I don't know what they're Western Lions and Connie. I don't know if they're
the
going to
threesome,
come up.
She calls it.
Well, like,
jeez.
Like three people. Okay.
The devil's
three people
threesome.
I'll go with that one.
They bring so much.
That's two guys. That's what they call that.
Folks, we're trying to keep this a family show here. Let's go to the PG guy of the group, Brian.
Overall, what a great match to start PWA off with 2017 here in Edmonton. Two really great guys, but in the end, no, BVD picked up the win, so it's all that matters. Who knows what's going to happen with his career, and now with Connie and Michael. What a faction that's going to be.
Anything you want to add?
Yeah, I just have to finish what I was saying. I just think the three people of BVD and MRB and Connie bring a great energy, as well as so does Kenny. So I feel like it really got the crowd into it right off the bat. So it was a great way to start the show.
Yeah, it definitely was. It had two people that were established. One was definitely established as a good guy. One was definitely established as a bad guy. And that's what you needed right off the bat here, because after that, my goodness, we got to get a scorecard out for everything that happened here tonight, folks.
Yeah.
Our next match was for the Commonwealth title. You had the champion, Fabian Ribeiro, taking on the challenger, Michael Allen Richard Clark. Now, for the last few months here, Clark and Richie Rage have been teaming up, going after the tag team titles. And this was a singles chance for MARC. As he was taking on Fabian. In the end, Fabian does get the win, but I don't think that's the real story here. Following the match, you had Michael Allen Richard Clark hit a face crusher out of nowhere.
Bang.
And essentially turned his back on the crowd, turned his back on everybody here.
It happened right after Fabian had commended him on what a class act he was. And the match was amazing because it had that really cool, fun vibe. It started off on, like, a foundation of what seemed like mutual respect for each other. It was great. There was all the wonderful moves, the fun, the dancing, which was wonderful. But then the end was just a shock that he would, Michael Allen, Richard Clark would turn so viciously against the crowd and Fabian.
It started out almost playful in a way. They had a dance battle kind of back and forth a little bit, and then Michael Allen Richard Clark struck the pose and tried to get the music to play. Well, I want to do the thing. You know what I'm trying, darling? I want to do the thing, but it wouldn't happen.
Folks, I'm not taking a picture.
And then then Fabian wins, and then it's just a schmozzle, and he congratulates him, and then, oh, there he hits the cutter, and oh, Michael Allen Richard Clark's bad.
Yeah.
Brian?
Oh, well, this was a really great match, like Ryan said, back and forth between the two, a little bit of comedy stuff here and there, but in the end, though, Fabian retains his title, but now we got a heel turn with Michael Allen Richard Clark, so who knows what's going to happen with him down the line now.
Yeah, it's really strange what happened there. But going on to our next match, and I do have to preview this for new people listening to Edmonton SPN, Ryan would die for one of the members of this match, Michael Richard Blaze.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think he would take.
I didn't know which one they were talking about first.
Not just one bullet, but he'd probably take about 14.
Chest, yeah, to the chest, I'd take a bullet.
Pretty much. So, MRB joined by Brandon Van Danielson and Connie Fitzpatrick once again, taking on Alexander Prime. Now, this is a. Just an offshoot of that tag team rivalry they had this year, which was absolutely insane. In the end, there was a little bit of interference by Brandon Van Danielson and Connie that allowed MRB to get the eventual victory. It was a little cleaner than what Brandon got, but still, it's a rotten, no good, dirty victory. Now, Ryan, you were one of the three people in the building cheering for MRB at that point. So what's your thoughts on this match?
Two for two, they are, after that match. I would also just like to take back the bullet to the chest thing. Maybe the upper thigh I would take. I'd take a bullet, not in the chest.
You can't take that back.
I got too much to lose if I take one in the chest. Right. That match of the evening, I think everyone would agree on that. It's one of the best match of the year, which it's early, but it's second.
In PWA,
match of the year anywhere for me. It was amazing.
I have tape for it.
I've never seen. How hot was that crowd though?
Yeah.
For that match,
absolutely.
They were nuclear. It was amazing. And I had a friend of mine come to. It was his second show tonight. And I really wanted to see that match, and it did not disappoint.
Yeah, there's just not enough amazing things that you can say about these two when they come together in such an incredible way. It was an incredible match, any way you look at it, technically, storyline. There's just everything you could want from an amazing, entertaining match.
Brian?
Oh, what a great match this was. Two very hungry young lions going out of it. The back and forth between these guys, such great chemistry, great action in the ring. But in the end, though, MRB, he picked up the win with a little help from outside with his buddies there. So it's all that matters.
It's never going to be a one-on-one match.
That's true.
Never going to be a one-on-one match.
The one thing I only have to ask, and this actually also applies to the first match, what's it going to constitute for somebody to get ejected from ringside? Like, for Pete's sake, Connie Fitzpatrick was the ring during the match.
She got involved quite a bit.
She was stopped by the referee for being in the ring.
Referee's like, her brother, like.
I guess so, but we're going to have to look into that. But
look into that. There's some collusion, some nepotism in the ranks.
I will say that was the hottest moment of the night, and after that led into a women's match that pitted two people that were real crowd favorites, and it was almost turned into somewhat of a, the best way I could put it is a Japanese atmosphere, where everybody was appreciating the moves.
Yes.
And you're going to see that coming up a little later on as well here. But Kat Von Hees making her Edmonton return to PWA, taking on Giselle Shaw, the Edmonton SPN Female Wrestler of the Year. Got to do a few plugs on that here.
Absolutely.
So, in this match here, you had Kat Von Hees winning with a little pull of the tights after a pretty much an even back-and-forth match. Nobody really got an edge over anyone else. Like I said, the crowd, they were attentive. They just didn't know who to cheer for because right now, you can tell by the end of the match that Kat is supposed to be the bad person here. But during the match, you really couldn't tell right off the bat, and it just went with it. Ryan?
I really like what you said about it kind of being a Japanese-style atmosphere where everyone It was weird because it was real quiet, but I don't think anyone was like bored or not paying attention, or everyone was into it. I also think that people didn't really know, like, I don't think a lot of people are too familiar with Kat Von Hees, people that come to PWA, for the most part at least. So it was just kind of like nobody really knew what to make of it, and was kind of just kind of in shock at first that there was another kind of badass chick out here to wrestle. They're great though. Tore the house down. They're fantastic.
Yeah, it was incredible to see women's wrestling back at the PWA. And like you guys all mentioned, everyone was attentive, that was just quiet. And I also think it may have done them a disservice, the placement in the card right after MRB.
That's a tough spot.
Prime, it's a really hard spot to be in, but everybody was paying attention, everybody was rapt. And the reaction that we knew by the end, like you had mentioned, that Kat was the bad guy. And even when she won, it was amazing. And there were not that many people that knew of her before tonight. So it was just, it's the highlight of my night, seeing women's wrestling back at the PWA and it being appreciated so much. And Giselle's amazing.
Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, well, this was a really great match between these two. They always have great matches when they get together. But in the end, though, yeah, Kat got the win over Giselle's. She used the tights for a pin for a little bit of leverage tonight. Kind of cheated to win. And then now, yeah, she turned heel right in front of everybody. So it's pretty, who knows? I hope these could have a great feud going on.
I think the easiest thing to say is this is not over between the two of them.
No.
And that's probably the best thing we can say right
Absolutely.
Now, without a doubt. We're going to see this.
I have to say that I adore Giselle and everything that she does, but I also love the way Kat just... I enjoy the way that she is that slithery kind of, like, I love the mermaid thing, but she was also fabulous as being bad. I loved it.
A serpent.
A serpent, yeah.
A snake.
Yeah. A mermaidy snake. I like it.
Great.
But from there, you had the reemergence after 9 months of the PWA Northern Commissioner, Andy Anderson. Let's just say most of the crowd did not forget about him.
I hope he comes back and wrestles.
Well, be it as it may, I think all the booing also took away from one very important thing, because he was trying to get a point across here.
Yeah.
As he brought out the new PWA heavyweight champion, Brett Morgan, who now affectionately has got a nickname to him that I will get to in just a moment here. But essentially, Andy was speaking on behalf of the champion, and the champion said he wanted to speak amongst himself.
Yeah.
So he got cut off, and the fans started to get behind him a little bit. But prior to him coming out, our aforementioned fan feud of the year honorees, Val and Eugene, ended up calling Brett Morgan a wiener boy. So throughout the next segments, he was called the wiener nonstop. I got a feeling that might dissipate or that might stay. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But be it as it may, Anderson was just about to attack Morgan. But then out comes a returning to Edmonton, Bobby Sharp.
Yeah.
Which I don't think anybody in the crowd actually expected.
Ooh.
And a lot of this crowd didn't know who he was because, of course, being different promotions and whatnot. But it was it ended up being the impromptu heavyweight title match. In the end, it ended up with a rather controversial ending where Bobby Sharp hit the frog splash, got the 1-2-3, but referee Fitz saw the foot on the bottom rope, canceled the count, and restarted, essentially continued the match. Brett Morgan did end up getting the victory with a roll-up and maintained his title. In the end, Bobby Sharp attacks Brett Morgan from behind, lays him out, and ends up being full-blown bad guy, which is these two, it's a complete switch from where they were essentially a month ago.
Yeah.
Hell, one day ago.
Yeah.
So, your thoughts on the match, bro?
Both these guys are fantastic workers. I think nobody's ever gonna say anything negative about that. They put on a great match. I thought it was a little bit tough for the crowd because they didn't, like, Brett's obviously supposed to start moving over to the good side. and start being a little bit of a face, but I don't really think they did enough to get their point across.
I don't think they could based on the reaction.
Well, yeah, because he's got so much heat as a heel still, and he comes out and everyone boos him. And then
the thing is, you have Andy coming out, sounding like he endorsing him, right? And then you have an amazing chirp that you would want for somebody who's being a heel. And how are we supposed to know, or how's the crowd supposed to know? Like, they get behind this wiener thing, and then all of a sudden, Brett is really trying to be like, no, like, I'm doing my own thing. I'm going against Andy. Like, I'm going to stand for myself. It's very confusing because then even, I think, Brett got frustrated because it was all about the wiener.
Yeah.
That he started yelling at people. And it's like, well, that's not...
Well, he started being a heel.
And it's like, it's not a fault of his because it's like, he's literally passionate about what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's really trying to say, like, I'm here to do this and do it right and to forget my old... bad ways, but it's frustrating when you don't get the support behind you.
Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, wow. What a surprise to see Bobby Sharp return. No,
that was great.
Bobby's amazing.
Yeah, nobody expected to see him there, and then, wow, and then see the crowd, like, because I don't know why they did it. That just, Brett is heel. They don't need to change him. Leave him as a heel.
You know what? That's fine. No, I actually don't mind.
It's different.
I like change. I don't mind the change.
It's time to grow.
The only problem is that shotgun value that they had there. Because for people that don't know Bobby Sharp, and a lot of them didn't know him here, they didn't know what to think.
Yeah.
Those that did know him. Know him as one of the most beloved people in Alberta in terms of wrestling.
That's hard. So I like you don't know. Like
so, I think
such
if
such a natural face.
If it
to me,
over the next, you know, it. I'm not going to call this a bad thing. I'm going to call this a developing thing.
We'll see how it goes. I think it'll work.
Different.
Like, it's just different.
It'll take time to get used to.
Exactly, and it's to show how involved the crowd is really in what's going on. It's because a moment that was supposed to go one way went a different way because of how passionate the fans were.
And it also leads to the effect that this match also had somewhat of that Japanese crowd again, too, where people didn't really know what to think.
So they were just happy.
So they just...
Real hot crowd, though, for the most part.
They just like watching good wrestling, and that's what we got here tonight. And then from there, we got to the Rumble. The Resolution Rumble.
7-3.
Oh, yeah, we'll each give thoughts.
Well, let's get to this Rumble here, because let's put it this way. It's 21 people. It's really confusing. I don't want to go through all the entrants and eliminate it. Brian's got it all written down here, but I can't read his writing half the time. So let's go through some highlights, and I'm going to steal probably the one that Brian's thinking of right now. The return of Andrew Hawks.
Yep.
Brian, you know him better than I do. Go ahead.
Well, wow. What a surprise to see. We haven't seen Andrew in like almost 2 years, 2-3 years. And to see him return here, holy crap. That was a shocker. I didn't think we'd see him. And wow. To see him back here, unbelievable.
And the fact that he didn't miss a beat.
No.
He looked like he was right on target here.
Has he not been wrestling at all?
No,
he was out.
Oh, he's very good.
He was out with an injury.
Oh, because I've never seen him wrestle before. I've seen him, like, at shows, just, like, standing in the back wearing a hoodie. But I've never seen him wrestle.
Those that don't know who Andrew Hawks is, he is the former tag team partner of Colonel Vince Austin as part of the Newfoundland Viking Rage in RCW. He's worked in all three promotions and... My goodness, did he look good tonight.
He looked real good, yeah.
He did.
And I hope that he's here to stay.
Yeah.
That's the biggest
yes.
thing right now. Ryan, your thoughts on, before we get to the ending and how
Don't
it ended.
Spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil the ending. I thought, and I've seen, you know, obviously when they do the Battle Royal here, I've seen it before. I think this is the best one I've seen, just in terms of the way kind of the Rebels came out and 3-on-1 to everybody. Those guys are fantastic, as they always are.
That includes Raymond Vanstone.
That includes their personal ring announcer,
because
Raymond Vanstone.
The addition of him being like, no, I'm announcing when the three of them come out.
Yeah.
And Fury's extended name was amazing.
I like
Fury,
that too.
Kenneth,
I can't.
Whatever he said.
I don't, yeah, the Fury. Kenneth. Cool. I don't know.
Yeah. But it was good.
Yeah. I thought it was really, really good. And just the surprise entrance. As much as you can have surprise entrance in an independent promotion,
was
really cool too. I thought it was fantastic. It was the best Rumble I've seen them put on ever.
Agreed.
There was a nightmare, and there was also
couple new guys.
And then it was number three, actually.
Oh, was it? Okay.
And then there was also two new guys. We didn't actually get the names. The PA wasn't the best today. No. What about Ivan wasn't here tonight?
Yeah.
John Wilkes Booth did his best.
He did his absolute best. He sounded okay. Just there's some.
I thought he was really good. Like when he first came out, I thought he did a great job introing the whole show. But I enjoyed that a lot.
When you get to those Rumble style matches, I've done the announcing before,
it's
and yeah,
hard.
You just got to try and keep track of everything.
Yeah.
I appreciated the inclusion of Giselle and Kat.
And
Kat.
That's what I was just saying.
And it was amazing. And at first they were just going after each other, and I was just screaming at them, girl power, like you have to rally together and get the men out. And they did it. They actually were like, okay, let's not go against each other until Kat took Giselle.
I will say this, one of my biggest pops the night was the fact that I believe it was Kat got a clothesline on Sheik.
Yes.
That absolutely rattled the ring completely.
Yeah.
Wow, that was just like, oh my, who did that? What? the other one I want to say, and I want to, you guys are the millennial fans here, but I want to thank the.
I'm not, though. I'm past the, I'm old, man.
All right.
Hey, go ahead. Sorry for interrupting.
But no, that's fine. I want to give credit to the PWA.
Yeah, I'm a fan of theirs.
The PWA Twitter account, who officially announced tonight that Fury is the longest, who lasted the longest in the Rumble ever. Fury has the number one entrant tonight.
Cool.
He lasted longer than anybody else has. So, in the end, it ended up going down. The final four was the Omen Gabriel Estat. Also known as Amanda's uncle.
Now I call him Dio Gabe.
All right. And then you had Sheik Sabaz, you had BVD, and you had MRB.
Yep.
Now, I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, MRB's going over. It has to be. There's no way. But we end up getting Sheik Sabaz getting eliminated first after a duck of a clothesline. And, okay, BVD, MRB, Gabriel, we know where this is going. All of a sudden, they get their double team fireman's carry super kick. Then BVD goes for his lariat, misses. Gabriel ducks under, goes across, and clotheslines MRB out of the ring. The whole place, I'm pretty sure, went nuts at that point.
Yeah.
Except absolutely. For somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to bring that up too much here. And then as MRB is leaving, BVD gets caught in the tarantula by Gabriel. Yeah. MRB super kicks Gabriel back in the ring.
Oh, wow.
And then they work together to eliminate Gabriel. Brandon Van Danielson is your winner of the number one contenders Resolution Rumble and will face the champion at the anniversary show coming up. Wow.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Any further thoughts on that match?
Go ahead. 3 for 3 tonight they went. It's
yeah,
never,
right.
It's never, it's thank never you. One-on-one. Even in a situation where it's a battle royal, they're always going to be a team.
They always go at each other's backs.
Yeah, I thought that this Rumble was great. All 21 people in it, I guess, because you got had the two women in it. Unbelievable to see that, and yeah, it was just great. And in the end, BVD he got the win. Now he goes after Brett Morgan in March at the 16th anniversary show. So that should be very interesting.
As long as he still has the belt.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, time for our highlights of the night here. Ryan, you want to go first?
Well, I know what the other guys are, so I'm going to say, because I'm going to kind of throw two in there. I'm going to say the 3 for 3 of the Western Lions featuring Connie Fitzpatrick and that and the Prime MRV match. Yes. That's the best match of the night by far. Like, come on. That's the best.
Yeah,
yeah. It's already on the list of matches of the year.
Oh, it's a match of the year.
Amanda?
And I'll take the everything to do with women tonight, so the women's match, the inclusion of them, and the Royal Rumble, and also the Millennial Rebels cleaning house, and Fury lasting the longest of anybody, of a number one entrant.
The Rebels are super good, too. I think sometimes now we kind of gloss over, because they've been
so good
for so long, and it's kind of a given. We can't forget how good those three guys are. They're awesome together.
And they find a way to continue to make it new and better and better each time.
Brian, you thought your highlight?
My highlight is a heavyweight title match with the returning of Bobby Sharp. Like, nobody expected to see that. And what a match between him and Brett Morgan back and forth. And Brett got the win. But, what a surprise to see Bobby return today.
Yeah, and for us, we're for me, I'm going to go with both the highlight and the surprise all at the same time because it's both.
Yeah.
The appearance of Kat Von Hees, it was advertised. The return of Bobby Sharp was not advertised.
Oh, yeah.
And then the return of Andrew Hawks to Alberta. That was absolutely insane.
Oh, so. That guy hasn't been wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, he just looks so good.
Yeah.
Well, I think we got an early contender for Return of the Year here, folks. So that's going to wrap it up here for our Quick Calls edition and probably one of our shortest ones ever here. So just over 25 minutes here. So.
Unbelievable.
I want to thank Ryan and Amanda for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys very much.
Pleasure as always, Mike.
And thank you, Brian.
Always a pleasure. And just keep coming out, support the local wrestling show. We enjoy it.
All right, folks, we're going to have a bunch of stuff coming up on the network here. Don't forget, check out edmontonsbn.podbean.com. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. Pick up our T-shirts at whatamaneuver.net. Check out our videos on YouTube. I'm going to have some new stuff coming up here in the next few days and a new project that we're starting up here. The next Quick Calls is going to be coming up in 2 weeks from the Albert Avenue Hall with the Monster Pro Wrestling Eliminator Show. But I'm going to wrap that up here. Just remind you folks, if you want to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Northgate Lions Senior Center in Edmonton with PWA New Year's Resolution on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.